Thank you, Merle. Michael, we're going to put you in a precarious position here on this one. It's in the key of B natural, as Everett Lilly would say. I don't know how many of you folks have met the Lilly brothers, but they're a couple of real country boys from West Virginia who play some bluegrass picking. B natural? Michael? Yeah, he knows where that's at on that bass. I bet you dollar. He found it, didn't he? Merle, if you want to, you can crank this one off. The Girl in the Blue Velvet Band. One night while out for a ramble, the hour was just about nine. I met a young maiden in Frisco on the corner of Cherry and Pine. On her face there was beauty of nature, and her eyes that it seemed to expand. Her hair was so rich and so brilliant, entwined in a blue velvet band. That long street together. In my pocket she placed her small hand, planting the evidence on me, that girl in the blue velvet band. Then I heard the wild scream of the siren, and the girl in the blue velvet band left me to face all the troubles with a diamond that was worth 10 grand. Sent me to San Quentin for stealing. God knows I'm an innocent man, the guilty one. Now she lies dying, the little girl in the blue velvet band. Tonight while bedtime was ringing, I stood so close to the bar, fancied I could hear her voice calling from far out on the ocean of stars. I'll be out in a year, then I'm leaving, and I'll carry the name of the man who spent 10 years in this old prison for the girl in the blue velvet band.
Well, that's a good one.